The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine.
Welcome,
and
folks.
Country boy can survive.
You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. Here on September 9th, 2019. Thanks for joining us. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 60 minutes of live discussion of the Trump phenomenon. Let's see, what kind of housekeeping do I need to do? Well, I'll give you a phone number that you can call, 800-313-9443. And my family and I just finished watching live. Close the door here. You don't hear the rest of the family. We were just listening live to the Trump rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I took some decent notes during the rally, four pages of them. And I'll be referring to those during the show tonight. I hope some of you saw the rally. If you didn't, I hope you get a chance to watch at least excerpts from it tonight or tomorrow. The next rally coming up, I don't know the date. Maybe one of you knows it and can enlighten us. It's next week, and it's in New Mexico. I heard that during the rally tonight, the mention of Donald Trump's next rally will be there. Tonight's was in the, what is the name of the place? It's an expo center, the Crown Expo Center in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I don't think Fayetteville has an arena as big as Trump is used to filling. So he did what he could with what was there. I'll tell you what, maybe I'm missing something, but I know that Donald Trump could fill up any venue in America. He could fill up Talladega with 200,000 people. He could fill up Daytona with 200,000 people. We're getting into some cooler weather here, but I don't know, Talladega and Daytona are pretty warm southern climes. Starting to feel a little bit of fall nip up here in North Dakota. I don't know if that would be the right, I don't know if that would be the great, the greatest move, but Donald Trump could do crowds of 100,000 people. Anyway, it was wonderful tonight. Wonderful crowd. He spoke indefatigable. The man is a machine. He is a tornado of energy. He spoke for 90 minutes. Joe Biden couldn't stay erect for 90 minutes. He'd be lucky to stay erect for 9 minutes. And it was powerful. It was great. It was funny. It was emotional. It was, I'll come to some of the things he said here. Of course, as usual, the best things were things he just said off the cuff, extemporaneous. The things he said that were prepared were great as well. So we'll talk about that rally tonight. And the people, of course, the people who showed up, the North Carolinians that were there, you could see them in the crowd as you panned around. The place was packed like sardines. A beautiful, beautiful people. They are us. One of the messengers on the right side broadcasting feed that I was watching, he said Trump, or she, the messenger said, Trump is us. I thought that was good. Trump is us. It expresses what John in Missouri stated on the air here in this show. Trump's our first real American president. He is us. That's why we love him. He thinks as we think. He feels as we feel. He is us. We finally have a president who actually represents us and not the swamp, not the deep state. So that's what we'll have in store tonight. Let me get my board up, my message board here for you callers at 800-313-9443. You know, speaking of rally in New Mexico next week, I actually see a caller, Rodney, in New Mexico right now. Let us go to Rodney. Rodney, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jamie.
Yes, sir.
How are you tonight?
I'm feeling great after watching this Trump rally.
Well,
and I don't. Go ahead.
Can I give you kudos for your endeavor to homeschool your children?
Well, thank you. It's you know,
can
I'm
I,
only.
Can I tell you about my experience?
Go ahead. I'd love to hear it. And thank you for your thought.
All right. Well, my youngest was born in 1985. My two older ones were already in school, so, you know, circa 1988-89, I pulled my two older children out of public school to homeschool them.
Yes. How'd it go?
And of course, you know, I'm a working man. I'm a carpenter. I'm off at work. I've got a stay-at-home mom. You know, I'm the breadwinner. And the local superintendent of schools called my wife and cussed her out, used foul language and cussed my wife for us daring to pull our children out of public school.
I'm sure you didn't file it, but I wish you'd filed a lawsuit. Go ahead.
No. I filed it under, yes, that's who we're up against. Now,
yeah.
When I did this, when I was in the early days of talk radio, you know, Rush Limbaugh may have been on the air at this time, but there was Christian radio, and on Christian radio they had certain number of talk hosts, and there was a talk host by the name of Marlon Maddox, and Marlon Maddox would have on regularly guests like Phyllis Schlafly, Samuel Blumenfeld, who wrote the book "Is Public Education Necessary?" and et cetera, et cetera. You know, so I'm off at work and I'm listening to this stuff. You know, I come home and I tell my wife, you know, public schools, you know, something is wrong. Something is wrong. I think we should consider homeschooling. And it took a couple of years before my wife actually, you know, said, hey, well, maybe my husband is on to something. Well, I'm telling you, Mr. Kelso, you and when my wife and I did this, I inquired, you know, we're members of a local, you know, Southern Baptist church, and we knew of one single mother who was doing this, and I sought her out. I went and talked to her. I said, why are you doing this? And she told me why. And all she did was confirm everything that I needed to know, why I needed to do this. And we pulled our kids out. And the superintendent of school called my wife at home while I was away at work and cussed her out. I'm serious, Mr. Kelso.
Yes. I want to hear if this is fascinating what you're saying, and I want to hear the rest of it, but let me just, if I may, interject to interrupt your narrative to say that at this time that you're talking about, around 1988, which is 31 years ago, and of course all the reasons that you had and your wife for taking your kids out of public school 31 years ago are a lot worse today, and we all know that. But here's the good news. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. At that same time that it was that they were the superintendent was cursing your wife. At that very same time, homeschooling was against the law in North Dakota, where I am. And that was true in a number of states. And thanks to courageous people like yourself and others, homeschoolers that preceded me, I'm only two weeks into homeschooling. And I'll tell you how much I love it a little bit later. And I'll tell you folks out there that are worried about it, how easy it is. Now, that's the good news. Homeschooling in North Dakota now is completely legal. The homeschoolers went down to the state legislature here in North Dakota, and they've been doing this all across the country. They got laws changed. They got homeschooling legalized. They got it welcome in most places in America. Homeschoolers, the superintendents are just as hostile now as they were then. But homeschooling is appreciated and welcome in most states in America. It is not hard to do, parents out there. It is not a big challenge. There's no legal. You don't have to worry. You don't have to pull your shades down. So now, Rodney, go ahead with your story here. We're back.
Yeah.
How did it turn out?
Thing about pulling our shades down. We met another homeschool couple because they saw our children out in our yard during school time, and they stopped by and said, "Hey, you must be homeschoolers." And yeah, we made some great friendships, you know, like that. And yes, Mr. Kelso, yes, I can say we weren't the first. We weren't the first, but I can say that there are literally in our county of, you know, some 35,000 people, there have been at least in the subsequent time since we did this, and we were part of it, and we started, there are thousands of children who have been homeschooled. And why? Because the parents are of a particular mindset. Secondly, politically.
Yes.
You know, it is who do these children belong to?
Yes, exactly.
They belong to the parents.
Absolutely. And I don't mean to chop up what you're saying, because I love what you're saying, and you're more eloquent than I am. But let me confirm from this end of the phone line what you're saying. That's what hit me, is it you know, the clincher for me on homeschooling is that if you, everybody out there, if you as a parent or a prospective parent, if you don't have, if you're not the parent, if you're not overseeing the upbringing of your children, your tutelage, by your standards and your principles, what have you got? If they've taken that away from you, if you have to turn your children, and folks, let me, we've talked about it on the show, some of you who may be tuning in for the first time, if in most of the world, in almost all of the world, it's illegal to homeschool. In other words, the standard is the state owns your kids. That's the standard. And that's where we were headed in America. When Rodney, our guest here in New Mexico, when he started his kids homeschooling, that was the standard in many places in America. Was they were trying to make it illegal, stamp it out. But Rodney, here's the amazing thing, and I file this under use it or lose it. We in America are the only country in the world that has a massive homeschooling phenomenon. And so the little wave of people that you were in 1988 is now 2.5 million, estimated, 2.5 million homeschoolers homeschooled across America today, folks. Go ahead, Rodney.
Yeah, and we joined up with the Homeschool Legal Defense Fund early on. We never had to, utilize their services. But yeah, you know, and not New Mexico. I'm in Illinois. You know, Chicago is the sphincter. Springfield is the hemorrhoid. I'm way down here, and we, you know, do our best to get away from the stench of the, you know, the rest of Illinois. But yeah, tuning in to RBN, you know, in your show, you know, and I'm delighted that you are promoting this phenomenon. Yeah, Jerry, Mr. Kelso, you want to talk about a phenomenon? Homeschooling is a phenomenon.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, and it
connects directly with the Trump phenomenon, folks, because it's something to be very happy about for America. You know, I'm repeating myself a little bit here, but it bears repeating, so it sinks in. You know, we think of our European cousins, other European nations, you know, as being, of course, our cousins, and we're very closely related. But can you believe this, folks? It's severely against the law to homeschool your children in the nation of Germany, Sweden, Switzerland, the Netherlands. I can go down the list. You can be arrested. People have had their children taken away from them in these countries. The somebody who was actually just visiting Sweden, had a one-year job in Sweden, dared to homeschool his kids in Sweden, and the state came in and took his children. Can you believe that, Rodney?
Well, of course I can believe it. Yes, because statism is the new religion. And
yes,
you know, around my area, you know, oftentimes, you know, I see a number of placards, you know, posted in people's yards. You know, we support state workers. We support state workers. Well, okay. Well, you know, everybody's, you know, got a right to a job. But I'm not a statist. I don't worship the state, and I object and I protest the state telling me how to run my life and how to be a parent to my children.
Yes, and now you've touched upon, you know, there are many issues. For instance, I remember when we were, you know, in the Ron Paul revolution, when that was as good as we had at the time. Back in 2008, we didn't have Donald Trump. We had the Ron Paul revolution. And I remember the big chant that we chanted in those rallies was, end the Fed, end the Fed. And the biggest rally we had of all was 10,000 of us in the Target Center in Minneapolis. And, you know, that's a good cause, end the Fed. It's a good chant. It's powerful and all this. But that doesn't – that's kind of a side issue. When if you get right in the center of the target, what really, really matters? It's your family and your family life and your children. That's your future. That's everything. I mean, I've realized that now. I'm a late parent, Rodney. I you know, among the many stupid things I've done in my life is I didn't have children as a young man. So, you know, it's hard to believe. I won't fill in all the details for you out there in the audience. But if you can believe this, my youngest just turned 8 years old, and I'm 71. So, yeah, yes, he's my son. So I'll tell you later off the air how I did that.
All right. Do that.
Here's the thing. I'm a latecomer to parenthood, folks. And I'll tell you, it hit me only when I became a parent. This is the whole reason we're here on Earth. This is the whole reason for everything we do, all that we fuss about, the Federal Reserve. Why is that worth fussing about? Because of our children. It's all for our children. And I now realize what all parents know is that you live for your children. Your children are really to bring those children into the world. That is, if you've got a government that's brainwashing your kid 5 days a week, you have been robbed.
Well, Mr. Kelso, I now have grandchildren.
Oh,
I have grandchildren.
Rodney, you lucky man. Stay there. I want to hear a little bit more from you right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we're back, folks. Pleased to be talking with a successful homeschooler and Grandpa Rodney. And did you say you were in Illinois, Rodney?
Yeah, I'm. You know.
I don't want to ask you where, but I'll just tell you.
I'm in what I call Southern Illinois.
Well, guess what?
I'm south. I'm 50 miles south of the St. Louis metropolitan area. So I'm okay. I was born in Illinois, but I don't claim Springfield. And I certainly don't claim Chicago.
Yeah. Well, Rodney, I'll give you two Kelso stories that connect with you there. Our family farm was in Alton, Illinois, north of you. And and folks, that's just on the Mississippi River. That's just on the east side of the Mississippi River, across from Missouri. And on the Missouri side, I don't know if you've been down there, but if you go down into the boot hill of Missouri, there is a little tiny dinky town named Kelso, and that's my family down there in the boot hill of Missouri. Yeah,
in the boot hill.
Well, down. Kind of on the way to the boot heel, yes.
Really?
And,
okay. Fantastic.
So, yeah. So, but you know, thank you very much for sharing your experience in homeschooling. And I'm going to I'm going to switch over to the Trump rally here tonight. And the two things, folks, really connect, because what we're experiencing in America is, you know, in, with homeschooling, you're taking back your children from the state. And it's wonderful for them. It's wonderful for you. I take hours to sing the praises. And let me say this. North Dakota has probably got some of the best public schools in America. It's probably one of the places where you least have to pull your kids out of school. But I am so happy I pulled mine out, because even though North Dakota is one of the best public school systems in the country, you can cut the political correctness like butter. It's so thick. And your poor kids are getting this political correctness just layered on them in school,
Let me ask you, Mr. Coe. So, my wife and I, we started some 30 odd years ago, and we were pioneers in a movement of homeschooling. What do you think the percentile of the children who have benefited from being homeschooled by their parents, being taught godly principles, being taught true American history, how many of those children do you think are Trump supporters?
Oh, yes, right. And let me tell you some more things about those kids, folks. One of my anxieties as I became a homeschooler, and talk about a newbie, which my 8-year-old calls me a noob. I'm a noob. I've only been homeschooling 2 weeks. Today is the first day of my third week of homeschooling, and I already feel like a pro. One of my worries was, well, if you homeschool your kids, will this impair their shot at a university? Oh, I found out from the homeschoolers in North Dakota, the universities are looking for homeschoolers because they're
of course,
they're onto something.
Of course, of course.
Because what they have learned is there's a reason that all of the spelling bee champion, all the science champions and all the math champions, not all of them, but a huge number, are homeschoolers. Because these homeschool kids, they get a better education. They're more self-motivated. They're self-starters. They have stick-to-itiveness. So the university knows homeschoolers are winners. So don't worry. You're not hurting your kid's chance to go to any school he or she wants to go to. And the a whole bunch of other things I learned of this nature, but homeschooling now, and get this, you'll love this, Rodney, after your ordeal in 1988, listen how hard it was for me to pull my boy out of the school. He did kindergarten at schools here, which are really good schools compared to other states. He did first grade, but the political correctness was just, I couldn't stand it. I couldn't do it to my kid. So I decided second grade, we're going to learn at home, as you say. We're going to learn the truth. We're going to learn the right way. So here's what I had to do to become a homeschooler. I had to go down to the, and I could have mailed it, but I went down to the school board in my little town here. I took one sheet of paper on which I put my name. It was a form put out by the state in which at the top of it said, this is an informational form only. This is not you are not seeking permission to homeschool. You are merely notifying by this form. You are notifying the school board that you are now a homeschooler. That was beautiful. And that's the way it was legislated by you homeschoolers. You got that pushed through our legislature. You do not have to get permission from anybody. All I did was put my name, my son's name, his birthday, my address, and my phone number, which was optional, by the way. My phone number was optional. And I was, and that was all. That was it.
Yes. Yes.
Done,
Mr. Kelsel. There is a, all.
Now, hang on. Stay with me, Rodney. We're interrupted by the music, but we'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Me Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. And Rodney, thank you for calling us. I know, with your permission, I want to do a quick run through of President's Day today, because it's just another incredible Trump day. With your permission, sir. And please, Rodney, call the show. As the Democrats say about voting, what I'm saying about calling into this show, they say vote early and vote often. I say call early, please, and call often, Rodney. I don't know if my joke. I'm a terrible jokester. Okay, all thanks, right. Rodney.
Well, hey, Jeremy, you talked about your ancestry. My great multiple great grandfather. His name was John Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S. He was the first Marian martyr burned at the stake.
Oh, my goodness. So, well, you know what? I'll tell you what, we're cousins. We will, and, you know, sometime you and I will be able to share that. Have you done your family tree at Ancestry.com?
Not there. But my sister did a genealogy, and she found our, you know, a great grandfather, you know, the first Marian martyr. Bloody Mary. She burned the first guy that burned at the stake was my great grandfather named John Rogers.
Well, we'll have a heck of a time someday sharing genealogical notes. Well, thank you very much, Rodney. Thank you for
you bet. All right, I hope I've encouraged you and your audience. Thank you very much.
Immensely. Thank you, my friend. All right, now, folks, a quick run through Donald Trump's day. I can't even skip through it. It's such an incredible day. Such an incredible man. He's been tweeting all day. His most recent tweet, let me just see. He tweeted while I was talking to Rodney. He tweeted right in the middle of our conversation. He's got his most recent tweet. Beautiful evening in Fayetteville tonight. He just left in Air Force One. So he's tweeting from his jet. Make sure you get out and vote for Dan Bishop tomorrow. He has a link here. He just put up his entire rally, hour and 28 minute speech. That's up there. And then he has an incredible series of tweets today covering many subjects. It's wonderful. The things he did today, he gave out recognition and medals to heroes in the law enforcement. He says, but get this. Let me go to some tweets that are amazing. He says, I view much of the media as simply an arm of the Democrat Party. They are corrupt, and they are extremely upset at how well our country is doing under my leadership, including the economy, where there is no recession, much to the regret of the lamestream media. They are working overtime to help the Democrats win in 2020, but that will never happen. Americans are too smart. Wonderful. Now, of course, we know, and the president knows, it might happen. Yes, well, we might lose. But I love his approach as a commander. He never takes the approach, hey, to his troops before the battle, you know, we might lose. Of course, a great commander never says that. It's just the only question is how much are we going to triumph? But anyway, that's the right approach for a commander. He's our commander. But of course, he knows the risks, and he knows that it's all at stake, and we could lose. And then he says something. Here's another tweet. The Trump administration has achieved more in the first 2.5 years of its existence than perhaps any administration in the history of our country. We get zero media credit for what we have done and are doing, but the people know, and that's all that is important. He says earlier, another tweet, he says, as bad as CNN is, Comcast MSNBC is worse. Their ratings are also way down because they have lost all credibility. Their stories about me are not 93% negative, but actually 100% negative. And that's true. You've seen these studies, you know, that say, well, you know, 93% negative about the president. No, watch MSNBC or CNN. To this day, I have never seen a positive story about Donald Trump on any network other than Fox. And then he says they are incapable of saying anything positive, despite all of the great things that this administration has done. He says, most importantly, CNN is bad for the USA. Their international division spews bad information and fake news all over the globe. This is why foreign leaders are always asking me, why does the media hate the U.S. so much with three O's? It's a fraudulent shame, and all comes from the top. Look at what he's saying there. He says, wow, okay, there's some great news. I just am looking at this for the first time. I don't know what to make of it. It looks wonderful. Great news that an activist investor is now involved with AT&T. As the owner a very low rating CNN. Perhaps they will now put a stop to all of their fake news emanating from its non-credible, quote, anchors, unquote. Also, I hear that because of its bad ratings, CNN is losing a fortune. So apparently, an activist investor, meaning somebody's involved here at the top with some money, and the president's saying maybe there's a little bit of light at the end of that tunnel. And then many more treats, the tweets, they're all treats. It's just, and there are dozens of tweets. It's amazing. Let's go now. I've got my notes here. I'm never even going to get to my notes. I got 4 pages of notes from his rally tonight. Let me go to that, and I'll just play you a few seconds just so we can say we heard the president's voice on the show tonight. Here it is. I'll just pop it in the middle of the recording here. Let's see here. Let me get the... Okay, right in the middle of his speech. Here he is.
And you saw the numbers today were down approximately 57%. But our country could fix it so easy if the Democrats would sit with me for 15 minutes. But they don't want to do that because they want to have open borders. They want to have drugs pouring into our country. You have to have a wall and you have to stop it. And when you look at what's happening with human trafficking, and it's mostly women, they traffic in women. And they pour through our borders. Well, every inch of wall.
Okay, we got a little bit of a lag there.
That we put up is vital. And we're putting up miles and miles. And we intend by next year, at the end of the year, to have anywhere between 400 and 500 miles of wall built. And this is serious wall. This is the real deal. Serious wall.
And folks, look at the pictures, the video that Donald Trump has put up on his Twitter account of the wall that he's building. 500 miles is a lot. Our border with Mexico is 2,000 miles. So 500 is a lot. And a wall is not needed on every inch. And this wall is big. You don't want to contemplate trying to get over this wall. It's big. It's beautiful. Build that wall. Build that wall. The crowd's going wild.
And I want to thank our new Secretary of Defense, Mark.
Let me just drop it in here a little later in his speech. This is 3/4 of the way through. I'm just dropping it in. I don't know what he's going to say.
You don't even have to treat people nicely. You don't have any choice. You have to vote for me. I can leave right now. I can say, North Carolina, I've had it with you. I'm leaving right now. And you know what? You got to go out and vote. What are you going to do? Put one of these crazy people running our country again? But it's never been so far left. I told the story the other day about a businessman I saw, one of the biggest in the country. You probably know his name, one of the biggest. He's hated me for 20 years, and I've hated him also. Okay? Now, they're going to go out tomorrow, breaking news. Donald Trump hates people. You're sort of right about that. I never liked this guy.
Anyway, the story goes on. This guy tells, well, here, I'll let the president say it.
And I see him in the White House. And I say, what are you doing here? And he goes, Mr. President. See, now he calls me Mr. President. He used to call me something else. Mr. President, I'm fighting for your victory. I said, you got to be kidding. He goes, honestly, you're doing a great job. But also, if this radical left gets in, they're going to take away everything and they're going to destroy our country. And for the first time, I like this guy.
Now, folks, I mean, one of the beauties of Donald Trump, he is funny as all get out. He is tremendous. He is us. You know, we're funny people. We like jokes and we tell jokes and we laugh and we love life. We are the good people. And you know, that's really what this is kind of boiling down to. The Demon Rat Party is really the core of it is bad people. and also bad people and alien people. People who don't share our interests at all. They have another agenda. They have something else they want to do with this land and our nation. They want to take it over and do something else with it. So part of his greatness. He is the greatest speaker any of us, if you haven't heard him, will ever hear. Go to his rallies, next week in New Mexico. I'll have the more info for you, I hope, by tomorrow night's show. And let me go to some of my notes here. Let's just hear the president again here. I'm going toward the end of his speech. Let's see what he says.
Cause to defend them. How did that happen? And you know what the biggest excuse is? When I go to him and I'll say, King, you gotta pay. Or Mr. Prime Minister, you gotta pay. Or Mr. President, you gotta pay. You know, it's costing us billions of dollars to protect these wealthy. You know what their biggest thing is? Because I can't understand how we did this for so many years. Decades. Decades. You have been defending all of some, I won't mention names because I don't want to embarrass anybody. I don't want to. Forget it.
They're yelling, name them. He's talking about America footing the bill for the whole damn world for way too long. And it's over with Donald Trump. It's just beautiful. And he has beautiful things to say in this speech. I took 4 pages of notes. You know what? They'll go on the floor. And Donald Trump is moving so fast through history. Tomorrow he'll do something so remarkable that, you know, there's no point in going back to what he did today. He'll do something tomorrow that we have to cover tomorrow. Oh, let's see. Here's a quote. A vote for any Democrat is a vote for the destruction of the American dream and a vote for radical socialism. I love that. Tomorrow, we take the first step. He's talking about a special election in North Carolina to firing Nancy Pelosi and retaking the House. Folks, just to show you the dedication of this man, he flew to North Carolina to do this rally for Dan Bishop, who's running for a seat in the one among 435 U.S. House seats. He flew to North Carolina to fight for this single House seat. This man is unstoppable energy to get down to that level of getting in with the troops at the front line to fight and struggle. Oh, and that was a great quote. He said, "I'm a fighter." He said, "We have to fight." He said, "If you don't fight, you're not going to last in this." He says, "Where did he say that?" Let me find the quote. Oh, gee, I have to look for it because it was such a great quote about being a fighter. He talked about people in this crowd. They've been standing for 2 days. One guy fainted. They paused to wait for a doctor to help a guy who fainted. He'd been outside for 2 days waiting for this event. And that's standard at these. He says, "You've got to be a fighter." And then he says, "We've got to fight them," pointing at the media. He sweeps his arm around, pointing at all the news cameras. "We've got to fight them more than anyone else." He's reiterating and emphasizing that point, that the media, the lamestream media, the control of information, exactly what Eric Arthur Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, was writing about in 1984, they are the enemy of the people. And then he gave praise in this speech, showing that Donald Trump, he knows who the good guys are, and he specifically singled out Jim Jordan, Congressman Biggs, Congressman Nunes, Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina, Congressman Doug Collins, and John Ratcliffe. These are heroes, folks. These are the people who are the only reason we know about these deep state crimes. And also tonight, Don Jr. spoke before the rally, and he wowed the crowd. We're not going to have time. We're going to go to our last segment now. If somebody wants to call in, we might be able to squeeze a phone call in. We'll be right back with the final segment of this edition of the Trump Phenomenon.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
People will hear it better. We're closing out this show. My apologies to you, Murr, there in Wisconsin. I don't think we're going to. Well, all we'll have is a chance to say hi. Hello, Murr. How are you doing?
Hey, Jamie. I told Mike Rivero last week, you know, I got the call in and told him, hi, neighbor, you're down in the left ventricle of the heartland. There's something you can teach your little one, right? I'm up in the right atrium. But anyway, I told him, one of the things I told him was about you. I said, you know, because we were talking about Mike in Brazil, okay? And we he called in then later, too. But he said, I told him that you're 71 and you're teaching your young son. So maybe Rodney heard that. I'm not sure. But Mike said, Mike Rivera said, oh, good for him. But what I really wanted to tell you was the last words that Trump had at the rally. We will make America healthy. We will make America strong. We will make America safe.
Safe.
And we will make America great again.
You got it. And Murr, let me thank you for mentioning my modest little self to the great Mike Rivera. And I'm flushing. My face is red.
I was
thank
just looking
so
up
much.
Kelso too, and I put a bunch of things about Kelso, Missouri, in your the Trump Phenomenon .chatango.com. I'm always adding things in there. You know,
well,
they
you know,
scroll away, but
I've been a huge fan of Mike Rivera for forever. And he is one of the great radio broadcasters. His What Really Happened website, whatreallyhappened.com, is one of the greatest websites ever formed. And so that is very nice of you to mention me to Mike Rivera. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, the Holy Spirit tells me what to say, tells me when to call, and sometimes I get through and sometimes I don't, but that's all right, too.
Thank you.
I'll let you go.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Murr, you're wonderful. All righty. Well, gee, we just have seconds left in the show here. I'll just give you some funny stuff that happened in the rally. At one point, the rally was scheduled to be at the airport in Fayetteville, but it was raining. And the president flew through heavy lightning. He actually included a picture from out of his window, his plane, a picture of a huge lightning bolt hitting the ground near his plane. And that's not going to stop him. But so they couldn't hold the rally outside. So at the last minute, they rescheduled into a convention center. And the president joked, he said, look, if we had to have the rally outside, I would do it. He said, my hair would get all wet. And he'd say, well, it wouldn't be pretty, but at least it would verify it's all mine. The crowd went wild. And, you know, he is such a wonderful man. And he says, my hair is not that great. He says, but, you know, and you know, looking at his hair, he is doing like he's just doing this heroic job of hanging on to what he has. And he's making it look really making it look like something like the way it looked when he was a young man. And it's a valiant effort. We all have to love him for it. He is such a genuine person. The music says we're out of here. So we'll resume. We'll find out what this marvelous man has done tomorrow. We'll meet up again here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.